My name is John Erling, and today's date is February 7th, 2013. John, state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age, please.
I'm John Lewis Massey. My date of birth was 5/21/36/76.
Tell us where we're recording this interview.
First United Bank in Durant, Oklahoma.
Where were you born?
I was born in Durant, but only lived here a few months before I moved to Boswell, Oklahoma. My dad had a funeral home business. He moved the family to Boswell, Oklahoma, and I lived there till I was 14.
Just a little bit about this town, Durant. It's a beautiful city. They have the Magnolia Festival here. Just a little comment about Durant.
Durant is a wonderful place to live, and we got a very, very excellent school system. We have a university here. A lot of activity goes on for young people as well as adults. It is a very nice town to live in and raise your family.
It's a beautiful high school I saw driving in.
We're very devoted to our school system. We passed a sales tax issue for 0.8 cents to pay for that building over 25 years.
And then the name of the university is?
Southeastern Oklahoma State University, the School of the Rising Sun.
And we'll be talking more about that, but the weekend following Memorial Day is your Magnolia Festival.
That is correct.
Your mother's name?
Jenny Massey.
And her maiden name?
Jenny Bryant.
Where was she born? Where did she live and grow up?
Kentucky. Her mother and dad both died in the same week whenever she was 14 years old. Family got the 6 kids. 5 of them got to stay pretty close. One, which was a baby, was adopted out to somebody else, and she had never found him. But 5 of them were adopted by kin folks in the Boswell area. She lived here until she died when she was 88 years old. She lived here in Durant.
On Durant.
We moved to Durant in 1951. We moved away from Boswell in 1950, lived in Guthrie 1 year, and then moved to Durant.
What was her personality like?
She was the most wonderful person you'll ever meet in your life. A dedicated Christian lady, always thankful. I never heard her complain about nothing. And no kidding, her family complained about anything. And I tell you what, if you complain about something, she said, if you can't do anything about it, keep your mouth shut. And she was a great leader, a great lady. And I think the greatest thing I've ever done in my life was to build the chapel in her honor at Falls Creek, so every young kid could understand what Jesus Christ really stood for.
And Falls Creek is a Baptist youth camp.
The largest youth camp in America.
Yeah, and you built a chapel in her honor.
Her honor.
She obviously had a big impact on you in your life.
Very, very much so. She always told me one thing, do what's right. And if you don't know what's right, pray about it. But do what's right. And I have carried that throughout my life. And our bank, our motto is doing the right thing for the right people.
So many times, as you were in the legislature and all, there could become issues. Your mother's words probably were in the back of your head.
That is correct.
You could have chosen left or right.
Just stick with the truth and go on down the road.
Your father's name?
Emmett Massey.
Where was he born and grew up?
At Boswell, Oklahoma.
So, obviously, that's where they met.
Yes.
What was he like? Describe his personality.
My daddy was an outgoing guy, a fun-loving person, a very smart man, a very good man. My dad went broke in the funeral business in 1936, and he went to work for a company called Co-op Publishing Company out of Guthrie, and until they sold that company, he was on a salary, and it always bothered him. It wasn't enough. And he went through some tough times, but my dad, whenever he was around 60 years old, he got on his feet and did the same thing he'd been doing all of his life, but he got the profit instead of the company getting it, and he'd sell these orders. He called on courthouses and sold all office supplies and those big binders that they have and everything. He printed those for him, and he was very, very successful the last 7 or 8 years of his life.
So that was his business?
Yeah. He did really well. He had a heart attack, and he was coming out of the hospital, and I said, Mom and Daddy, y'all sit down here and let me go over there and pay this bill so they won't be bothering Mother. And he said, I'll pay the bill. And I thought, my gosh. The next morning, I ran the Holiday Inn back in those days, and he came out of my office that morning and told me how much money he had saved, and I was shocked. But it was wonderful. They had bought a home, and Mama lived in a little home over on Willow Street here. And after I got making money, I said, Mama, would you like a nicer home? She said, this is the nicest home in the world. What do you mean, boy? Anyway.
So your father was a businessman.
My father was a salesman.
Did you draw something from that, thinking of sales?
I've always been in sales. You know, I was with Daly Oklahoman for 13 years here, and I had the distributorship here in Durant and Bryan County, and then I had the Living Textbook Program in Southeast Oklahoma.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have a brother and sister older and a brother and sister younger.
Your early beginnings in your family, you weren't wealthy.
We lived in a four-room house. There was nine of us in that house. We didn't have any running water. We did have electricity. Yes, it was tough, but, you know, back in those days, you didn't know how tough it was. You didn't realize it until you get something better than how tough that was. But that was all training. You know, I'm a firm believer that everything in my life was preordained by the good Lord. And the trials and tribulations that I went through early in life were all growing to this job that I've got today. I'm a firm believer in that. Because, you know, I see kids get knocked down and don't know how to get up and go on. But when you're poor and you get knocked down, you have to get up and go on.
Did you have jobs early on as a youth?
It started in the fourth grade. The third week of school, my teacher asked me when I was going to get my textbooks. I said, I hope this week. But I was embarrassed that she asked me. And I would borrow the other kids' books at night so I could get my lessons. And I started crying. I got up and left. And I went downtown. A guy by the name of Mr. Howard sold textbooks. And I asked him if I could have my books. It's $4. And I would pay him back by shining shoes on the street every Saturday for 4 weeks. I had a paper route, but only made a dollar probably a week. But I got him paid back in 2 weeks. And this man kept up with me the rest of his life. And one time he stopped with a Holiday Inn, and every time he'd see me, how much debt you got now? I was up to about $40 million then. I thought he was going to have a heart attack. And I got thinking about it, almost had one too, you know. But anyway, that was my first job, and I never asked my parents for any help after that. Fourth grade. I've had a job the rest of my life. Sometime two and three of them. I made that talk one day. I was introduced at South Oklahoma City Community College. Ike Glass introduced me as a man that started with nothing and got something. I started in that story right there, and I told it for the first time that I had ever told it.